Yerushalmi Kilayim corresponding to Menachos Bavli Daf Chav Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the foot of the page. Tani Eimar Kibin Zeisim Berechev Shel Tamar Mepnei Shu Ilan Be'ilan. The Bais says one may not graft an olive branch even onto the trunk of a female date palm, as is considered grafting a tree onto a tree. Rabbi Yudan Boy Beleif Hadar Pliga Al Rabbi Levi Ischag Gefen Pairia Biakse Vesecha Kishire Zeisim Sor Shulchanecha. My zeifim ain bahem hakover, af bonecha la yehe bahen pesedus. Ha mechlal shiyesh bahen pesedus. The reason asks the question, doesn't this disagree with the Levi who said the pasuk says in Tehillim, perek kufchof ches, pasuk gimel, your wife is like a fruitful vine in the inner chambers of your house, your children are like olive saplings around your table. Just as olive branches cannot graft with other trees, meaning that if they are grafted, only olives will grow, so too your children will not mix with other nations and not have any disqualified offspring. But the writer prohibited grafting with a date palm, which suggests that it can produce a mixed fruit. Shniyehi hacha shu osed lematka kador b'shimon b'rebi habimashkin pasdakia yain mevushol b'shul lematka. And the answer is that even though the olive branch cannot successfully graft with the date palm can sweeten the olives that grow, like the way that Rabbi Shimon Rebbe would water his peach tree with boiled wine in order to sweeten its fruits. And the next Mishnah says, Ein noitin yerek b'sechfidan shel sadan shashikma, ein markivin pigam al gabi kida, levana, mipnei shu yerek b'ilan. The Mishnah says one may not plant a vegetable on a sycamore stump, one may not graft the pigam, which is a herb, onto a white kedah tree, as it's considered grafting a vegetable with a tree. One may not graft a young fig branch onto a chatsuv, even if its purpose is merely to cool the chatsuv. Ein toicherin zemoshel gefen l'seicha avatiach shetei zayrekes meimer l'seicha mepnei shehu ilan beyerek. When we not insert an attached vine branch into an avatiach, which is a watermelon, in order that the water inside it be drawn into the vine branch, as it's considered grafting a tree onto a vegetable. Ein loisnim zer l'delas l'seich achalamos shetei mishmalta mepnei shehu yerek beyerek. One may not put a pumpkin seed into chalamos, even in order to protect it so that that it can grow into a pumpkin, as it's considered grafting a vegetable onto a vegetable. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Zecharia, chasne de Rabbi Levi, boy, beloikach ena osa mishum zoyim tachas hagefen." The Gemara asks from Rabbi Zecharia's son, the son-in-law of Rabbi Levi, with the reason given, wouldn't it still be prohibited to insert a vine branch into a watermelon, since the vine branch is still connected to the vine, and it's as if he's planting melon seeds under a vine? I'm Rabbi Yosi Tipata, ba mamik shoyresh lemata mishloshes tefachim. Rav Yosi answers that he distanced the branch 6 trochim from the vine and inserted it 3 trochim below the ground into the watermelon. Kadar, the Tani, Shoshi, Peya, and Nichnasim, Lasich, Arba Amis, Shevakerim, the Matam, Shoshi, Trochim, Hari Elu, Mutarim. And Rav Yosi supports us that a Peya, which is herb roots that are within 4 trochim of a vineyard, if they are 3 trochim below the ground, they're permitted.